Hi, my name is Nauton, and the topic I will be talking about is about African education. The book, The Boy Who Harnessed Wind by William Kwamba, is about his childhood and how he struggled to get food and education in his small town of Malawi, Africa. William had to use the resources around him to help his family make it through the famine that plagued his town. When the famine hit his town, William wasn't able to go to school, so he started going to the village library to learn about various machines. One stuck out to him, the windmill, which could produce power and help pump water to his town so that they didn't have to use the well. By using his wits and his resources around him, he was able to not only help his family bring power and pump water, but in doing so, he was able to help his whole entire town get water and power from his windmill. As I read the book, I was struck by the obstacles of education that he had to face and experience. I wanted to know more about what was being done in modern day to address it. I was surprised to see he wasn't able to go to school when there was a famine. Also, I was surprised to see that his village had a library and how close it was to his house. In this podcast, I'll talk about what I discovered in my research. While researching, I found that many people in Africa can't attend school because the school is just too far to walk to. Also, many children can't attend school because their parents can't afford for them to go to school, because they need their children working in the field to help make money to pay for food, clothes, and heating, if they have that. On the website, SOS Children's Village, they research about various illness and climate which affect the amount of students given on a given day. Diseases such as AIDS, malaria, and Ebola are the cause and the result of poverty in Africa. Due to the lack of education and inadequate medical care in many regions means that diseases spread faster and cannot be treated. This leads to poverty and less children in school. Another website, Education in Africa by UNESCO, focused on the amount of kids that weren't in school through the ages of 16 through 17. For the ages of 6 to 11, one-fifth of every child isn't in school. That means 20% of the kids aren't going to school. For the ages of 12 to 14, one-third of the children are in school. That is 33% of the children that age that aren't getting educated. For the children between 15 and 17, 16% aren't in school. The older they get, the less and less they are in school. Also, UNESCO did research on the amount of girls that end up going to school. 9 million between the age of 6 to 11 will never go to school at all compared to the 6 million boys. In primary school, 23% of females aren't in school, whereas 19% of the boys don't go to school. This continues until they get up to the age of 17, where 36% of all of the girls don't go to school compared to the 32 boys. That is a staggering amount of kids that aren't in school, which leaves Africa behind in advancements in technology. Since there aren't many schools in Africa and many kids aren't able to go to school because of no money, we need to help out. To do this, we should build more schools and make sure people get educated so we can cure many diseases and help kids stay in school. Thank you.